That sounds like you can see.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. It is a beautiful, beautiful day, and we're so excited for six confirmands to affirm their faith and recognize that they are on a faith journey that continues. I am the Reverend Jacob Nault, and I'm the pastor here, and I am so pleased and honored that you have chosen to be with us, for those of you who don't know me. There is a QR code on the screen. If you would like to learn more about us or how you can get involved, and we'll be in touch with you. A few logistical announcements this morning. There are bulletins if you'd like to use those, but pretty much everything you need is going to be on the screen. We couldn't even fit everything into the bulletin, so you'll notice that the stuff that you don't say is just kind of gone, but the screen will have everything, so the screen actually has a more complete thing, but we do have large print bulletins as well. If you have hearing difficulties for any reason, there are headsets in the back. Steve, can you wave? Steve in the back with the plaid shirt. He has a couple back there that hook up to our sound system and allow you to hear things better. So if that can be useful to you, please do make use of that. And then also, please join us afterwards for cake and all sorts of other goodies. We're just so happy to be able to celebrate our confirmands today, and we invite all of you to do the same thing. Now, today we are going to have communion, and we recognize that at some churches, you have to be a member of either our church or our denomination. That is not the case here. So whether you are a member of this church or not, whether you are a member of this denomination or not, whether you are a member of any church anywhere or not, you are welcome to participate in communion with us. We recognize here at Union Congregational Church, this table does not belong to us. This table belongs to Christ, who is the host and welcomes all to participate. So all are welcome and all are invited to participate in communion. And if you're not able to come forward to receive it, someone will bring it to you. So let's see. Any other announcements before we get underway? Okay. All right. Then we will invite the choir to start us off in song.
Please rise if it is comfortable for you to do so and join me in the call of worship. God of truth, sow the seed of your world in our hearts.
We receive your grace with glad and generous hearts.
Loving Christ, sow the seeds of healing and growth in our bodies and souls.
We receive your grace with glad and generous hearts.
Holy Spirit, sow the seeds of your love in our lives.
We receive your grace with glad and generous hearts. Hallelujah.
Please join me in the opening prayer. Christ, who is the author of our faith, we come to you on this joyous day, mindful of how our faith has taken root and grown through community and connection. Help us remember that the journey of faith never ends, that you are with us every time of trial. With hopeful hearts we pray.
Amen.
Our opening hymn is 502, Be Thou My Vision. We'll sing verses 1 and 2. Blue hymnals are in the pews in front of you. The words will also be on the screen.
Seated. Sorry. Friends, as we celebrate those who are confirming their faith today, we are reminded that faith is a never-finished thing, not for any of us. We all find ourselves at times choosing our own paths over the questions that draw us deeper. Let us bring those tendencies honestly before a God whose love is patient, and whose grace is always enough. Let us pray together and aloud. Holy One, we confess that while seeds of our faith have been planted well, we do not always do our best to help them grow. We confess that in our search for truth, we sometimes defer our own paths, choosing certainty over the questions that draw us closer. Forgive us, help us lean into your love and into one another, so that the seeds planted in our hearts may blossom in the everlasting promise of your grace. Amen.
Beloved of God, remember that our faith journeys are always ongoing. We are all on the way, and no one has arrived. We worship a God whose grace abounds. We worship a God who will never, ever give up on us. And together, thanks be to God for God's forgiveness. Amen.
Pastor Jacob and Becky have chosen today's scripture with our confirmants in mind. Over these past months, this congregation has shown remarkable support for our young people and Matthew chapter 13, verse 18 through 23. Now listen to the meaning of the story about the farmer. The seeds that fell along the road are the people who hear the message about the kingdom, but don't understand it. Then the evil one comes and snatches the message from their hearts. The seeds that fell on the rocky ground are the people who gladly hear the message and accept it at once. But they don't have deep roots, and they don't last very long. As soon as the life gets hard or the message gets them in trouble, they give up. The seeds that fell among the thorn bushes are also people who hear the message, but they start worrying about the seeds of this life and are fooled by the desire to get rich. So the message gets choked out, and they never produce anything. The seeds that fell on the ground are the people who hear the understand the message. They produce as much as 100 or 60 or 30 times what was planted. Here ends the readings for today. May God bless us as we learn from these holy words. Amen.
Thank you to several of our confirmands for providing the liturgy for us this morning. So, is a culminating project. The basic goal of this culminating project was for each of the confirmands to articulate their faith and what they believe. We in the United Church of Christ do not bring confirmands forward to test them or say that, you know, or quiz them on a certain belief system like some churches do. But this is really an invitation for each of the confirmands to show how God is active in their life. And they can do that however they want. Some have chosen to read a Bible verse and talk about what it means to them, and others have chosen to use a song that we'll listen to, and then they will talk about how that song integrates into their faith journey and what that tells them about God and their relationship with God and Christ and everything. So we will be hearing very different versions of a faith statement, and I think that reflects the beautiful diversity of the amazing group of confirmands we have here today. So we'll be starting with Ainsley.
My name is Ainsley Bonert, daughter of Tiffany and Josh Bonert, and my faith partner is Wayne Butine. Today, I will be sharing the song Count on Me by Bruno Mars because I feel that it represents my relationship with God.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of, what we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. If you're tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Oh, find out what we're made of, when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on. That's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. You'll always have my shoulder when you cry. I'll never let go, never say goodbye. You know you can count on me like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on you like 4, 3, 2, and you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
I feel that this song represents my relationship with God, because in the song you can hear the words, "You can count on me," repeating over and over again. To me, this means that I can count on God whenever I need something, and God will be with me every step of the way. In the song, it also talks about someone struggling, but it says that someone will be there to guide you on your journey no matter how hard the battle is. When I injured my shoulder playing hockey, God helped me regain my strength and get back to doing what I love.
My name is Emma Sperger, daughter of Ryan and Becca Sperger, and my faith partner is Heather Vanagon. Today, my Bible verses that I chose were Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, and Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. These verses empower us that our strength comes from our faith, enabling us to tackle challenges with confidence. Sometimes this quote can hit hard depending on how you see it. In my mind, I think of this quote a lot, whether it's trying new things or trying to ace a test in school. All I have to do is think of these quotes and just say to myself, I can do it because God is by my side. He didn't want me on this earth just to fail all the time and think I can't do anything. He wants me to achieve great things, knowing he's by my side all the time, strengthening me, just like he does the same for all of you. I think both of these verses have two big things in common that relates to all of us, and that is anything is possible with God by your side. Maybe you think differently than me saying that you don't think this relates to you because you have too many days and God is not by your side. But even on those days, he will always be by your side, strengthening you and telling you all things are possible, just like he does for me. Even when I have bad days and think I'm not worth it to anyone, I always have people by my side thinking that I'm the best person ever. And I even have God by my side strengthening me. I know I can do the things I want to do.
My name is Emmeline Stair, and I'm the daughter of Carrie and Andrew Stair. My faith partner is Delaney Selsel. I'd like to give a heartfelt thanks to Becky and Jacob for everything they've done this year. This year, for my culminating project, I chose to share a Bible quote and what it meant to me. Know him in all your paths, and he will keep your ways straight. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. When I first read this, it sounded simple, like a small piece of advice, but the more I sat with it, the more I understood. I realize it's not about my faith, but also the daily choices I make. Know him in all your paths does not mean thinking of God every once in a while, but rather involving him in everything. Maybe you're not the type of person to think of God often, and honestly, before confirmation, I wasn't either. I always knew God would be with me, but this isn't about simply knowing. It's about recognizing and including him in parts of your life. He will keep your ways straight. When you decide to look towards God someday, it doesn't mean your life will become easier or problem-free. It means you'll feel a sense of direction, like you're no longer just wandering around aimlessly. This message isn't a slight acknowledgement and life is suddenly good. It's a commitment and a relationship that you know will only reap reward. I'm not saying that all obstacles will suddenly disappear, but you won't feel lost. When I wrote this speech, I thought of how to explain things that I had, the feelings I had from your point of view, but now I want to do it from mine. I've made plenty of mistakes in my life. However, since starting this program, I've felt more grounded. It wasn't about just going to the mandatory classes or church. It was about the times when I felt, when I was alone, that I thought of him. As my journey has continued, I've felt more at home in this very church. I may not have liked getting up early, but knowing I'd inch a little closer to God every Sunday made me excited. I'm not sure what the future holds, but one thing is for sure. This church will never leave my heart. Of course, every part of the Bible is important, but this one small quote felt most important to me.
My name is Lillian Vandenberg, my parents are Trisha and Todd Vandenberg, and my faith partner is Liz Vutine. Today I'm going to share a Bible verse with you that means a lot to me. The Bible verse I chose is Psalm chapter 121, verse 8. The Lord will watch over your life no matter where you go, both now and forever. To me, this Bible verse shows that no matter what challenges you are faced with, God will still be with you and as you go. A way this verse can relate to my life is that sometimes I might make a mistake at school, but God will be there to help me out of it and make things right. As I progress into my future, I'll be faced with many decisions that I may not have the answer to right away, but God will help lead me and help me choose the right path.
Hello, my name is Livia Westhouse, my parents are Aaron and Brianna Westhouse, and my faith partner is Deb Sauer. The verse I picked is Joshua 1, verse 9, and it says, I've commanded you to be brave and strong, haven't I? Don't be alarmed or terrified, because the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I picked this verse because it reminded me to be courageous during times when I felt low. I have turned in what feels like thousands of applications and hundreds of assignments, and whenever I felt discouraged, I knew the Lord had given me the strength to complete it. He has given me the ability to follow my dreams, to be an active member in my clubs, to make it on the 4.0 honor roll, and to be a participant in a new sport. He has given me a support system of friends and family that love and value me. He helped me find peace this year when I was struggling with school stress. He gave me the strength to go out for tennis for the first time this fall. I am also deeply thankful for my time in confirmation. I'd like to thank my faith partner, Deb, for spending time with me and discussing life over Culver's cheeseburgers and frozen custard. Through confirmation, I was able to help my community through Feeding America and participate in a soup luncheon to bring together our confirmation. I was able to experience a new church with my confirmation group and learn new ways of worship. I've grown closer with him in every single way. While my faith was once a tradition I followed because of my family, through my time in confirmation, it blossomed into a personal relationship I am now choosing for myself. Through everything I did, I knew the Lord was there guiding and protecting me, and I will forever be grateful for the experiences he has given me.
Hi, I'm Dawson Whitehouse, son of Clint and Chrissy Whitehouse. For my confirmation project, I chose to present a series of meaningful photos from my life, paired with the song Iris by Goo Goo Dolls. Together, they connect to Proverbs 17:17 and show how love and support from others have shaped me.
I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't wanna miss the man. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. Tears that ain't coming, all the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am.
To all of our confirmands for sharing what your faith means to you. At this time, we will be watching another special PowerPoint. This was created by Chris Van Buren, who's on our media team, and it includes various pictures of all six of our confirmands from various points in their lives. Thank you to their parents for that. This song is called Child of Mine by Bill Staines.
Child of mine, you are the wildest wind in the dearest dream I will ever know. love's lasting light shines out from deep within this father's heart as I watch you grow.
Child of mine, you are the break of dawn and the brightest star I will ever know. Love lasting light comes shining on and on from this mother's heart as I watch you grow.
There is a road, and that road is all your own. We are here. You need not walk alone. Face not fear. Each coming new one know is the way to lift your wings. Child of mine, you are the sweetest song and the greatest gift I will ever know.
Thank you to Chris for putting that together. Have found nurture and support in the midst of this family of Christ. Through prayer and study, they have been led to the Holy Spirit by the Holy Spirit to affirm their baptism and to claim in our presence their covenantal relationship with Christ and the members of the church. They are here for service to Jesus, using the gifts which the Holy Spirit bestows. Hear these words of Jesus. I am the vine, and you are the branches. Anyone who abides in me and I in that person is the one who bears much fruit. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and your joy may be full. Ainsley, Emma, Emmy, Lily, Liv, and Dawson, do you desire to affirm your baptism into the faith and family of Jesus Christ? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
Do you renounce the powers of evil and desire the freedom of new life in Christ? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
Do you promise, do you profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? If so, please say, I do.
I do.
Do you promise by the grace of God to be Christ's disciple and to follow in the way of our Savior and to resist oppression and evil, to show love and justice, and to witness to the work and word of Jesus Christ as best you are able? If so, please say, I promise with the help of God.
I promise with the help of God.
Do you promise, according to the grace given you, to grow in the Christian faith and to be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ, celebrating Christ's presence and furthering Christ's mission in all of the world? If so, please say, I promise with the help of God.
I promise with the help of God.
Congregation, you may rise if it's comfortable for you to do so. Let us unite with the church in all times and places in confessing our faith in the triune God. Do you believe in God?
I believe in God.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
You may be seated, but don't get too comfortable, because there will be more for you later. Let us pray. O God, my God, known to me in... This is you. Let's try again. O God, my God, known to me in Jesus Christ, I give myself to you as your own, to live and serve you faithfully in all the days of my life. Amen. Now, friends, let us pray in silence. Let all of us pray together. Almighty God, who in baptism received these your servants into the church, forgave their sins, and promised them eternal life, increase in them the gifts of your Holy Spirit. Grant love for others, joy in serving you, peace in disagreement, patience in suffering, kindness towards all people, goodness in evil times, faithfulness in temptation, gentleness in the face of opposition, self-control in all things, thereby strengthen them for the ministry in through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. At this time, we will confirm each student individually. We'll be starting with Ainsley, and I invite Ainsley and her parents and her faith partner to come forward. So the way this is going to work is the confirmand is going to kneel on the kneeler, and then each parent can place their hand on the confirmand's shoulder, and the faith partner can do the same, and then I will place my hand on the confirmand's head and say a prayer over them. So Ainsley, if you would kneel. I'll just come over here. That'll probably be easier. Ainsley. The God of mercies multiply grace and peace in you. Enable you truly and faithfully to keep your vows. Defend you in every time of danger. Preserve you to the end. And finally bring you to rest with all the saints in glory everlasting. Amen. Congratulations, Ainsley. And now Emma and your parents and faith partner. You can go ahead and kneel. Emma, the God of mercies multiply grace and peace in you. Enable you truly and faithfully to keep your vows. Defend you in every time of danger. Preserve you to the end. And finally bring you to rest with all the saints in glory everlasting. Amen. Congratulations, Emma. Emmy. Emmy. The God of mercies multiply grace and peace in you. Enable you truly and faithfully to keep your vows. Defend you in every time of danger. Preserve you to the end. And finally, bring you to rest with all the saints in glory everlasting. Amen. Congratulations, Emmy. Lily. Lily. The God of mercies multiply grace and peace in you. Enable you truly and faithfully to keep your vows. Defend you in every time of danger. Preserve you to the end. And finally bring you to rest with all the saints in glory everlasting. Amen. Congratulations, Lily. Liv. Live. The God of mercies multiply grace and peace in you. Enable you truly and faithfully to keep your vows. Defend you in every time of danger. Preserve you to the end. And finally bring you to rest with all the saints in glory everlasting. Amen. Congratulations. And Dawson. Dawson. The God of mercies multiply grace and peace in you. Enable you truly and faithfully to keep your vows. Defend you in every time of danger. Preserve you to the end. And finally bring you to rest with all the saints in glory everlasting. Amen. Congratulations, Dawson. And confirmands, I have one more question for you, but you can stay seated for this. Do you promise to participate in the life and mission of this family of God's people, sharing regularly in the worship of God and enlisting in the work of this local church as it serves its community and the world? If so, please say, I promise with the help of God. Let us, the members of Union Congregational Church of Waupun, express our welcome and affirm our mutual ministry in Christ. And this time you can rise if it's comfortable for you to do so. Let us pray together. Next slide. We promise you our continuing friendship and prayers as we share the hopes and labors of this Church of Jesus Christ. By the power of the Holy Spirit, may we continue to grow together in knowledge and love and be witnesses of our risen Savior. So friends, in the name of Jesus Christ and on behalf of Union Congregational Church of Waupun, we extend to you the hand of Christian love, and you are officially confirmed. So let's all applaud for each other. Yay! And so at this time, Becky Smith, our Director of Christian Education, and John O'Donovan, our moderator, are going to be handing out gifts to each of our confirmands, and also to their faith partners. So in that gift bag is a water bottle that has our church logo on it, along with the scripture verse. And as well as a personalized letter from Becky and I, and a personalized letter from Franz Riegert, who is our Wisconsin Conference UCC General Minister. And they have everybody's name in them. Congratulations, Ainsley.
And welcome to the church.
Thank you.
I know. And they stayed.
Congratulations, in order. Emma. Congratulations. 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 Congratulations to everybody. Let's do this again once more, and everybody may be seated. So I'm going to give the rest of them just a minute to get their gifts. But as a sort of transition into our prayers of the people, usually the way this works is I will. Oh, did I forget something? I forgot something. Yes, now I have another prayer. You would think the person who planned this service knew what's going on. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, may your hand ever be over your servants confirmed today. May your Holy Spirit ever be on them. So lead them in the knowledge and obedience of your word, that they may serve you in this life and dwell with you in the life to come through Jesus Christ. And let all the people say, Amen. So now we enter into prayers of the people. And normally the way that this works.
Can we move the communion?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I'll let you do that while I give little instructions. So normally the way that this works is, we'll start with a time of silent prayer for thinking of the people and situations that are on our hearts. And then we'll be sharing a time of joys and concerns together. If you have any joys and concerns to share, our AV team will come around with a microphone that you can speak into, and we will respond to your prayers individually. And the way that this usually works is I will say, God, in your mercy, and if you'd like, I invite you to respond, receive our prayer. So it's God, in your mercy, receive our prayer. So let's start by being in silent prayer for the people and situations that are on our hearts. Amen. So I have a couple of prayer requests. For one, I want to pray especially for this amazing group of young people. They have truly been a joy to journey alongside in this last year. And I pray for their continuing faith journey, for them to know that God is always with them. God, in your mercy. I also pray for our folks who are in hospice for various reasons, for Harriet Laird and for her husband Jim, for Mike Hammer and for her his wife Deb, for them, God in your mercy. What other prayers do we have this morning? Yes. Sue's coming here.
I have a joy to share. It's her 50th wedding anniversary.
Woohoo! For Dan and Sue, and for the love that has shaped their family and continues to bless the world. God, in your mercy. Anything else today? I'm not seeing anything here. Anything on Zoom?
No.
Okay. Then let us be in prayer together. God, in your grace and love, we give you thanks for the amazing gift today of these six people who have chosen to follow your way of love in their lives. I give you thanks for Ainsley, for Emma, for Emmy, for Lily, for Liv, for Dawson, and for all of the wonderful ways that they are unique and beautiful people, for all the gifts that they have to share with the world, for all of the ways that their life will be a blessing to other people's lives. I ask for your presence to always be with them, to remind them that their life matters, their words matter, their work matters, and their passion for issues of justice matter. We also ask you to be with all of those on our visitation list and all of those who are in hospice care for Harriet and for Mike, for their spouses, and for all those who care for them. Give them grace in this transition. And remind them that you are always with them. And we pray for Dan and Sue as they celebrate their anniversary, for their beautiful family that they've shared together through all the generations. Be with them as they remember that you are with them in their love and in their continued journey together. We ask all of this through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. At this time, we will share in the prayer that Jesus taught us. We recognize that that there are many different translations of the Lord's Prayer, and we invite you to do whichever translation is the most prayerful for you, or you can speak the translation on the screen. And if you use trespasses in the congregation, the rest of us will wait for you. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The time has come to offer our gifts back to God. Here at Union Congregational Church, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. As ushers come around, you may feel free, if you'd like, to place a gift in the offering plate. You may also give online at uccwapan.net. But however you give, be mindful that your gift benefits not only this local church, but also the church universal. This morning's offering will now be received. Rise if it's comfortable for you to do so for our doxology. Join me in the prayer of dedication. Holy One, into your care we bring all that we have, all that we are, and all that we hope to become. We trust in the hopes you hold for us. We take comfort in the love you have for us. We rise in the truths you reveal to us. In gratitude for your faithful guidance, we bring our offerings in service to the flourishing of life within and beyond this community. Amen. You may be seated. At this time, we will be sharing Holy Communion together. In the parable of the sower, which has been our scripture text for this morning and has been woven throughout the entirety of our worship service today, seed is scattered widely and generously, not just on the good soil, but everywhere. So too does Jesus scatter his love and mercy, broadly, extravagantly, and without first checking whether the ground is ready. At this table, the same grace is at work. You are welcome here, whether you have sat at this table 100 times or never before, whether you are a member of this church or this denomination or not. This table does not belong to Union Congregational Church or the United Church of Christ. Instead, it belongs to Jesus Christ, who scattered the seeds of faith in our hearts. Please join me in prayer. God of growth and opportunity, we give
thanks for the ways you have
planted love in our hearts. We remember times when we've tried to spread roots in soil that was not meant for our flourishing. Likewise, we thank you for the refuge of your love that has helped us find belonging as we grow in our faith. As we share this meal,
help us remember those who have gone before us
and served as models for our spiritual journeys. We pray with confidence in your work in and through us. After a life and ministry of scattering seeds in the lives of so many, Jesus knew that his time was coming near. And so he gathered his closest friends in an upper room for a meal. After the meal, Jesus took bread, and he blessed it, and he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This is my body, given from the grain and the soil. Every time you eat this, do so in remembrance of me." After they were finished eating, Jesus took a cup, and he poured it out, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "This cup is my blood, which is given for you, symbolized in the fruit of the vine. Every time you drink this, do so in remembrance of me." When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we are participants in the new life that Christ gives and the promise of God's salvation. So some logistical instructions. As you receive communion, you may simply come forward by the center aisle and take a piece of bread and eat it, and then you can take a cup which contains grape juice and drink it, and then return to your seats by way of the side aisle. The two larger plates have gluten bread. The smaller plate in the middle has gluten-free bread for those who have gluten sensitivities. And all of us will be drinking grape juice, not wine. So that invites all to participate safely. The gifts of God are given for the people of God. Friends, come, for all things are now ready. Friends, please join me in the prayer after communion. Loving and generous God, you have sown your grace in our hearts. We thank you for your blessings, and in gratitude we offer to you our gifts and our very lives. Bless us that we may be your fruitful wheat, planted by your hand, bread for the world, in the name and spirit of Christ. Amen. Our closing hymn will be number 680, I Was There to Hear Your Morning Cry. We'll be singing verses 1 and 3. Before I give the benediction, just a reminder that all are welcome to celebrate our confirmands with cake and coffee and other treats in the fellowship hall right behind us. Now receive these words of benediction. Friends, may you go from this place remembering the seeds that have been sown in your heart. Seeds of faith and seeds of hope. Seeds of courage, seeds of justice. For the world needs your light, needs your love, and needs your passion, and needs your faith in a world where all of those things are in short supply. Go from this place empowered to do justice and to love kindness and to journey humbly with a God who will never give up on you and who loves you always. Now may the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord, and let's eat cake. Amen.